Hello, welcome back, you beautiful human, to another beautiful Breaking Barriers episode. You guys, I feel so light about this episode and I'm super excited. I'm feeling very, very, very grateful and very elated and very, I feel like I'm in solitude and accepted, and I'm just so grateful for you guys in this podcast and grateful for this episode, because what I'm about to talk about is so exciting and so me and so beautiful for the meaning behind my podcast. So yeah, you guys, this is episode 44 altogether, but episode 22 of season 2. So we have an angel number episode in my eyes. Well, since it's episode 22 of season 2, I guess it goes together. But I see it as a balanced episode, and it was meant to be recorded. So welcome back, you beautiful humans. Today we are talking about camp. Camp. Oh my goodness, you guys. If you haven't heard of Connected Camping, I'm just going to say it. If you haven't heard of Connected Camping, you've seen me post it multiple times, months ago, been sharing it everywhere. I finally got the chance to go this past weekend, and it was so beautiful. It was much needed, only like 24 hours, a day and a half, basically. But you guys, go check out Connected Camping right now. You won't regret it. And you'll see why I'm so into this whole aspect of connection and being outside. It just creates something that you will never forget as the episode goes on. So, welcome to Breaking Barriers, episode 44, y'all. Let's go to camp. Cheers. Okay. I wanted to start this beautiful podcast episode off just by saying how much you are loved. You are loved in the biggest capacity there is. You are loved to the moon and back. You are loved to infinity and beyond. You are loved so graciously by me, by yourself, by others who genuinely care for you, love for you, admire you, inspire you, just always want you continue to grow in love, in prosperity, in all aspects that bring you light. You are love, you are being loved, and you deserve it. That is from me to you, from me to me, and from someone else to someone else. Just know that here over on Breaking Barriers, and for me in general, your girl Sammy loves you. And I just really felt the need to share that because this past weekend at camp, I felt loved and accepted and gracious and full and honestly light. And I just really wanted to express the fact that love comes in all forms. I gained so much love through friendship, from knowingness, from release, from music, from rain. Feeling the rain on my body, I felt love that way. I felt love through drawing, through meditation, through breath work, just the initial connection that I've had. Love is the center of it all, and I just really, really felt the need to share that because you all deserve to know what it feels like to be loved, to love yourself, and to have that genuine connection with yourself and have that genuine connection with others who not only want you to do better in life, but to just go at the frequency you desire and that you deserve. So yes, you guys, that's just me showing love, spreading love, and providing tranquility for you all and for myself as we go through this thing we call life, this beautiful thing we call life, this beautiful act we call life, this beautiful immersive experiential. Is it experiential? If you have an experience. Anyways, life is an experience. Life be life in. But I just know that my love is there for you. Just know that I'm giving you a little sprinkle of my love that you deserve. And that it's there all the time. So now that I've expressed my gratitude towards you guys, you beautiful humans, let's talk about camp. Let's talk about camp. You guys should see me right now. I am literally so giddy for talking about camp right now because I have been wanting to go to Connected Camping for the longest time. So let's do a rewind. I actually heard about Connected Camping through my girl Casey, my queen, my love. Hi, if you're listening to the podcast, you the best girl. We actually met at Hot Yoga in December. And we instantly connected. I was like, your vibe is amazing. So, yeah. I guess this is when their camp was ending for the fall camp. Their Connected Camping fall camp was ending in December. And I was like, I would love to go to one of these. It just made me super excited. Because y'all know, I was in an outdoors club for 4 years in high school. I did that. And I think I got a little, a tassel thing or what are the little ropes that you wear around your sash? Something like that. I had one of those in high school. I was committed. I love being outdoors. I love learning new things, especially about the environment, because I want to save the environment so bad. You guys, I want to save the environment so bad. It's so crazy. I love the outdoors. I love nature. I love the whole connection with being outside, being grounded, just literally getting my feet wet in the ground and being immersed in the sounds of the wind, the nature, just having it all out there and accessible for you to reach and change. Why not? So, I have always loved the outdoors. And I was telling Casey, I was like, I want to go. I can't wait for you guys to start this back up. When is it going to happen? So I've been, you know, following the page for about a couple of months, and they announced their camp for summer. And y'all know I was on it. I was like, y'all, if you haven't gone to camp, and if you are an adult and you want to connect with people and you just want to release something, go to this camp. I was sharing it before I was even going. And this was my first time going. Because that's the person I am. I'm a supportive person. I am a supportive friend. If I can't make it, I'm going to send it to people and I'm going to share it to people who can make it. But your girl made it this go round. So basically, I was telling her how I really wanted to be immersed within the Connected Camping family. And I finally got to go, you guys. And this past weekend was the one, the only Strawberry Moon Camp. And I have a few words to describe this camp. I would say contagious, freeing, intentional, genuine, pure, exciting, light, lighthearted, deep, uncontrollable, connection, experience, perspective, opportunity, bliss, beautiful, prayed over. I know that's two words, but prayed over, good, pure, genuine, contagious, freaking energy. And I would also say clean, because we ate clean. That food, I'm gonna get to the food later, but Strawberry Moon Camp. They have different themes for every month. Or different, I guess it's a theme. But this connected camping specifically focused on the love moon and the connection and with loving yourself, loving the spaces around you, loving the environment, loving those who you have brought into your life, and just being immersed in a different environment, getting outside of normalcy, really helped me express and learn the type of person that I genuinely am and share my personality, share my love, share my aura with others. This camp allowed me to be the person that I desire to be, because I felt so welcome as soon as I got to camp, the base. I felt like I was meant to be there. Of course I was meant to be there, but I felt like that is where I belong because I have this connection to nature and outside and being just immersed around people because I love to connect. Y'all know on this podcast, I always talk about how I love to connect, meet new people, show my love, spread my love with people. And this 24 hours was all I needed. Not even to justify or confirm anything, because I already knew that my love and my personality and my aura was contagious. But I never really knew how it was until it was actually explained to me and shown to me, reciprocated, basically. I loved every single part of this camp. As soon as you... I'm about to paint the picture. But you guys need to follow me on Instagram and TikTok or whatever to see the reels that I have been creating and the stories that I have been creating. Because it's just so fun to go back and look at such a beautiful experience when you really only need 24 hours to do so. So yeah, I'm painting a picture. Driving down the little lonesome road, you're just seeing trees and road. We didn't even go like crazy far. We didn't go like Blue Ridge Mountains or anywhere. Although, if anyone from Connected Camping is listening, that'd be dope. But the area that we are in is perfect. So we're driving down a little country road in a way. And then we pull up to campus and you see this big old sign. Connected Camping. Or welcome to camp. Just welcome to camp, you guys. Welcome to camp. Y'all, I'm so giddy right now. Just because I literally get to relive this experience by talking about it. And I'm so excited for you guys to hear my beautiful friends that have submitted their favorite memories. But let me continue to paint this picture because I'm getting sidetracked. Welcome to camp sign. There's gravel. So your tires are just rumbling through the gravel. As you go up to camp, you see this beautiful landscape. Just straight out of a picture of just nothing but still water. And then you just have trees in the background. And then there's birds chirping. There's the wind blowing. You see the trees swaying. And the water's quiet, but there's subtle waves flowing through it. So we're driving up to camp. I keep calling it base. We're driving up to camp. And then we get to our spot where we check in. Y'all, they greet us with freaking fresh strawberries in a cute basket. It's the details for me. Y'all know I love details. I love details. So we're also giddy and like, oh my God, this is so cute. We get a strawberry and everything because it's Strawberry Moon Camp. So good, by the way. So good. And then we check in. We get our name tags, which is so cute. And then we build our tent. Y'all, I was in my prime. I was using the mallet with the steel stakes. And I was like, boom, 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 pounding those stakes in. With my homie Sean. If you guys haven't checked him out, he's a great person. His energy is also contagious. Like everybody I was around, their energy was just so contagious and lovely. I loved it. When my boy Sean helped us out, build like pitch our tent and everything. We had a little duplex tent. It was cute. So as people started to arrive, because we were the first people there, which was kind of dope, honestly, because we got to like first come, first serve type thing. But as people started to arrive, it was just like getting real. Like, this is so exciting. We're about to meet new people. We're about to be immersed in a space where, like, we here now. Ain't no going back. We're here. We're at camp. It's time to be outside, letting the bugs fly in our ears and ant bite our feet. As I'm looking at an ant bite right now. But yeah, as people started to come, y'all know I'm a social butterfly. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like, hi, how are you? I'm Sammy. Samira, but you can call me Sammy. Just greeting myself and just seeing everybody's beautiful faces. Everybody was so freaking beautiful and cute and fine. I was like, oh, I love this. I love a good looking group of people. Like, it's crazy. And I'm going to compliment you too. So everybody started to come around. Everybody's personalities were cool. You know, people are gonna be shy when you're first meeting new people. So everybody was like, "Oh, yay!" Like, cause they have like little icebreaker moments where, you basically are just trying to figure out like who's who and like what's what, and just trying to get a feel of everybody. But I feel as if once everybody got immersed and like set up and everything, it was cool. So after that, we had recess, y'all. Now, this was the prime. I had the best time. We played Four Corners. We were in a little field, but they basically called it like four counselors because it was four counselors in a corner. But that was super fun. We played that for about 30 minutes which was fun. We got to meet more people as well that way. Just being free, like getting our feet wet, just breaking the ice, like getting all the jitters out for meeting new people and being in a different environment, because a lot of people came alone. I am proud of the people who came alone. You do that. I will come alone for a couple of more camps, but I love bringing people with me to have that experience as well. Yeah. So then we have the gratitude circle, which was so beautiful, like just to see everybody's faces. We held hands, which was another way of connecting energy. So we basically just went around, said our name, where we were from. It was a lot of people from out there, like North Carolina, in the general vicinity, like Atlanta, Georgia. Some people were from New York, a few people from Canada, which was dope. We had people from Texas, we had people from Jersey. I loved it. But the gratitude circle was actually very beautiful, and I really enjoyed the fact that I got to, hold hands with a person that I didn't think that I would, I usually would. Her name was Jazz. Hi, Jazz. I miss your energy. I miss your little laugh. You're so cute. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for us to hang out again and for us to see each other again. Yeah, that was beautiful. And then we went into our first meal, which was dinner. And when I tell y'all, this food was bussin'. It was so good. Please, and you won't regret it. Give some love, show some love to Meraki Soul. They are a vegan, plant-based. They actually cater, which was, I mean, how they got to camp. How do I not follow them? Definitely follow them. Anyways, follow them at MERAKISOUL.CO on Instagram. If you go to my page, you'll see them tagged, but if you just follow them, cool. They are Atlanta-based, global plant-based soul food company. The first night, we had like an Asian-inspired cuisine. First, we started off with a little shot of strawberry tarragon lemonade. Now, fresh squeezed juice in general is fire, but lemonade, the way I wouldn't have put though, like tarragon and all those flavors together, crazy fire. Anyways, we had I'm about to try to find the menu. We had Thai red curry with seasoned veggies paired with coconut ginger rice and Thai crunch salad. Now, y'all know how I feel about salad and I have my greens and everything. But when I tell you that cucumber salad was so good, I do not regret anything from it. So I just highly suggest that. Hey, Mooch. You okay? Sorry, guys. That's the life of being an auntie. Your nephews just bombard ya. But we had some fire food. So the first night was so dope. But that cucumber salad, I'm gonna need more Meraki. And I know it's easy to make, but whew, I just love eating healthy. But I felt so light after that. It was so fire. And then the whole presentation was great. So if you're listening, Camille, them little centerpieces were so cute. The devil's in the details. I always say that. The devil is in the details. It was like a fishbowl with flowers and tea light candles floating, surrounded by other plants and candle lights. Oh my God. It was so cute. So Camille, you did your thing, honey. You did your thing. The next day was way better too. It was like, it just kept on getting better with the decor. So after dinner, we chilled, we had a while to relax, and then we had our talent show, full moon show. Now, when I tell you, y'all know I love me some music. Y'all know I love me some music. But when I tell you, nothing tops a talent show, nothing tops a pure talent show, open mic night. Anything that has to deal with presenting the vibes, presenting the energy, presenting your talent. Connected Camping had the talent now. Connected Camping had the talent. I'm going to give you a few people to check out. Actually, this brings me joy. Check out my boy Coltrane Williams. I will have his information in the show notes. Check out my boy Christian Amar. I will have his stuff in the show notes. Check out my boy Cameron. Ooh, I'm so sorry. Cameron Bentley. Now that man could sing. Cameron Bethany. Forgive me. Cameron Bethany. I'm going to have a whole reel by itself of the artist that I'm saying. Now this one girl, Ashley. Oh my God. Oh my God. Soul from deep down inside. I loved it. Okay. All right. Now there's this one girl named Kels. She has such a twang to her that was so good. I was like, girl, if you don't sing your butt off on stage, get out of here. I loved it. And then there was a few people that performed for the very first time. Mills and my girl Yu-Yu. Oh my gosh, Yu-Yu. You are amazing. Everybody was amazing. But my girl Yu-Yu, the way she presented herself on stage and her message that came across was absolutely beautiful. Gorgeous. It touched my heart. It really just, I feel like she just broke out of her shell. And I'm so happy I was able to experience that with her. So, yeah. Y'all just have to come to the next camp. Because the way things are so, like, coordinated very well. And things are immersed in such beautiful ways. Like, the live music. There was a live band. There was a DJ. So many beautiful performers, including my guy, Dane Kasten. If this podcast episode comes out before his performance this Friday, June 16th, it'll be at the Lawrenceville Lawn at 7 p.m. I posted it on my stories, and I will continue to post it on my story. But go check out my guy, Dane Kasten. because he'll be performing. It's a free event, so you gotta spend your coin. Be there or be square. You'll be missing out. So, yeah, that's it. But the talent show was so fun. Then we just basically just bust out and dance, and we just had a full-on dance party and had a great time. But then, you guys, we transition into the most powerful, transformative breathwork session I have ever been to. Introducing Strawberry Moon's breathwork session, led by the one, the only, Casey. I felt the need to sing her name because this woman right here, if y'all don't know her, go follow her right now. You can pause the podcast or whatever, but go follow her right now. Go support my friends right now. Go do it if you have it. I'll give you some time. But sister girl right here, she know what she doing. She know what she doing. Because I had no idea what I was stepping into. Well, I had been to a breathwork session before. But this one right here, probably one of the top five moments that I would cherish for a lifetime. And I just want to say thank you, Casey, for providing such a brave space for me to release emotions, for me to connect with others, and for me to distinguish certain emotions that I never thought that I could express. I love you. I am forever grateful for you. And why am I getting emotional? I just thank you so much for presenting that space for me and others to release emotions or gain emotions and just gain love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was so moving. We did an exercise where we had to partner up with someone we didn't know. And we basically looked into each other's eyes, stared into each other's eyes, no words. We were talking with our eyes. And it was truly just moving how you can communicate in ways where you don't have to say words. I was able to release something or tell someone something that maybe only she could understand, or maybe she didn't understand. But I love that exercise because sometimes words aren't needed. It's really just an action or a simple look in the eye that can just lead you in such a beautiful way. So I'm immensely grateful for that. And then we did another exercise where we were back to back with another person that we didn't know. And that was probably the most transformative moment of that day, because I was able to not only allow myself to thank myself for being in that space, thank myself for releasing the emotions, thank myself for allowing and trusting someone else to hold, like basically hold me and trust me to release those emotions with them. I was blessed enough to be with my fellow friend, Dane Caston, who his energy is contagious as well. Like, it's just, I was partnered with him and I felt a lot of his, I don't want to say pain, but I can tell that he was releasing something that was so strong that he just had to let go. And I'm pretty sure he felt a lot of shit coming from me, like a lot of energy and a lot of pain, a lot of unnecessary emotions that I no longer wanted to have control of. I no longer wanted to hold on to. We both trusted each other, which was something that I loved and something that I will always be grateful for within that tent that I was able to share with those campers. And I felt the love around, like my eyes were closed the entire time, couldn't see anything. All you did was feel. So I am grateful for you, Dane. I am grateful for you, Cassie. And I'm grateful for every single one of you campers for allowing me to share that space with you and release the tension, release the emotions, release the uncontrollable emotions that I didn't know I needed to face. So thank you. I was able to gain access to new opportunities, new energy, new perspective. And I am just forever grateful to be able to share a space, a brave space with others, and just connect with you on a different level where I never really thought that I could. So I appreciate you, and I love you eternally, infinity, all the time. I love you. No, truly, I really did enjoy that. So after the breath work, we had s'mores by the fire, vegan s'mores, which was so nice. It was just, I really loved the entire experience of sitting by the fire, chit-chatting with my loved ones, chit-chatting with new people, maybe people that I haven't, maybe a person that I haven't connected with really. I was really just able to immerse myself in allow myself to invite other people's energy into my life throughout this journey, throughout this chapter in my life. And I can say that I have gained a lot of respect for others and love and compassion for others who could be having a very hard time in their life. And I'm praying that it's reciprocated. I know that it's reciprocated, honestly. But I keep saying that I'm grateful, but I genuinely am grateful for the fact that I was able to have that experience and gain that respect and trust for and from someone else. So yeah, that was day one. I didn't go to bed till like 3 a.m. because I was up talking to people and we just couldn't stop talking to each other. So yeah, that was day one. So beautiful. What a great way to start camp. So then the next morning, I woke up early. I probably only got 4 hours of sleep. I ended up going for a walk and honestly just sitting by the water in solitude, listening to the birds chirp, listen to the water flow, listen to the wind just gust along the way, and allow myself to be in solitude with the air, the cold air, as the fog goes over the water. And yeah, I spent my morning doing that at like 7 a.m. And then I just saw the people waking up and I was just walking the camp base and just feeling so grateful. And then we had a morning meditation, which was also perfect. It was led by my guy, my boy, Christian. Y'all just go check out my people. Just go check out my people. You will not regret it. I keep saying this, but you genuinely will not regret it. I only place myself around great people, great energy that I know will be reciprocated, because I don't mess with that. I don't mess with no negative energy, negative connotations, because we only got one life to live. It's short. I don't have time to be placed in a negative bubble. And if I am, then I'm not paying attention to it. Life goes on. Anyways, morning meditation led by Christian. That was another one of my favorite moments. I honestly feel like being still is one of the hardest things for us to do as humans, but it's the most effective. Being still, being with the wanted thoughts, letting go of the unwanted thoughts, and allowing yourself to be immersed in energy and connection and solitude and silence and with yourself, it really allows you to release things and adapt to things that you never really thought that you could have a certain connection with, whether it's small and minuscule or whether it's massive. And yeah, meditation really does something for you, whether you're in your car driving in silence, whether you're just laying down in bed, whether you're going for a walk, whether you're saying affirmations to yourself, whether you're manifesting, whether you're speaking to someone, whether you're giving advice to someone, whether you're reading a book, whether you're listening to music. That's all forms of meditation and the practice of meditation. Like, nothing's perfect in life, and that's one of the things that I've learned, that you can do all the things right, you can have all the great things in your life that are specific, but nothing is perfect. So yeah, thank you for the beautiful meditation, Christian. I really enjoyed it, and I'm forever grateful for you as well. So I'm kind of at a loss of words because this weekend was so beautiful, so thank you for that. Yeah. I'm getting super giddy because this whole experience was needed. I needed this more than I really thought. The anticipation leading up to camp, like me packing, me getting the people together, me sharing the like experience and just seeing the buildup of me going to camp and me actually being there. Oh my gosh, it's just a full experience in itself. So then we had breakfast. We had some fire strawberry pancakes with, what did we have? We had fruit. Y'all, this fruit table, insanity. If you haven't seen it on my page, insanity. Y'all know I love a board. Y'all know I love a charcuterie board. But this table spread, it's beautiful. I love the colors. We got oranges. We got mangoes. We got strawberries. We got cherries. We got watermelon. We got, what was it? Mangoes? Did I say mangoes already? Anyways, we got blueberries. Everything was so good. Meraki Soul, y'all know what y'all doing. And I love every part of it. I love every part of it. Because my stomach was full, but I felt so light and so clean. So we had a little bit of free time. And let me tell you what this free time turned into. It starts to rain. We knew that it was going to rain. But we're supposed to do yoga and go swimming in the lake. But yoga and swimming turned into us dancing in the rain. You guys, I felt like a brand new person when I ran out barefooted, fully clothed, dancing in the rain amongst genuine energy, genuine people, just happiness. I immediately felt like I shed away so many unwanted things in my life. The past, the negative thoughts, negative ideas, negative emotions, things that were unwanted and unneeded and unnecessary in my life, I shed all of that in the rain. I connected even more with the people around me. I just shared a beautiful moment with my people. And that's a moment I will forever cherish. We literally just danced and praised in the rain. Like, how do you not love that? It was such a beautiful moment. I posted a reel, which was my first kind of like recap thing from the camp, but I posted a reel on it, and it was just like dancing in the rain with genuine energy, because I felt like my inner child literally came outside of my body. Like, I shed the old and I walked back a new person. I really felt like a brand new person, and that was a core memory that I will never, ever, ever forget. And I just thank Connected Camping for bringing people like me and other backgrounds and other people with such big personalities together. And you know what's kind of crazy? I was awarded the superlative for big love for being the most loving. And I love surprises, but I genuinely didn't think that I was going to get that. I had no idea they were even going to do that. But when they said Sammy, I was like, no way. But it's so crazy to me, because I love hard. I do love people. I love connecting with people. And that generally shows in my everyday life. Like, even when I'm having my bad days, I'm like, I love you. I just want to connect with you and share my love with you. So, yes, you guys, Connected Camping is such a beautiful, immersive experience. No matter what you're going through, you will never regret connecting with people. And this is not my first or last time going, because I will be up through there every single camp. You're going to see me there, inshallah, God willing. But you guys, I felt like my inner child was relived. We drew on big pieces of paper. We shared experiences. We ate around the table together. We hugged each other. We looked into each other's eyes. And we had beautiful conversations. I just cannot believe that I was able. Actually, I can believe that I was able to experience a beautiful moment like that with people that I love, because life is too short and life is so beautiful. So, yes, that was day two. And I really enjoyed every single moment throughout that camp. And I just suggest that you go check out Connected Camping for more information. The next camp is July 1st. And I suggest you check it out, because it's called Buck Moon Camp. And apparently we getting rowdy. So let's go. Let's go turn up together. Let's go be loving together. Let's go share this energy together. Let's go connect together. Let's go be loved ones together. Let's go do this shit. Honestly, y'all, because life is short, like I keep saying. So don't take it for granted. Come connect with your girl. Come connect with others. Come sit by the fire. Come let your inner child release. And be you. And be beautiful. So yes, you guys, that was just my little portion on camp, but I have a beautiful section to where I asked around the campers, and I was like, I'm recording a recap on camp, and I would love to know what you guys' like favorite memories are from camp. So these next few voices, these beautiful, lovely, soft, strong personalities that you are going to hear are some of my favorite humans from this camp that I have met. And I know they will be in my life forever. So cheers to you guys. Cheers to a beautiful experience. Thank you for wanting to be a part of this beautiful podcast, you beautiful human. I love you all, and just be sure to do good things for your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit. Speak good things into your life and see what happens, even if it's going outside and touching your feet on the grass for a while and talking to people for a while. Yeah, I love you guys, and just don't give up on your life. Do good things for yourself. I love you all. Be sure to immerse yourself with love, with high frequencies, great energy, and brilliance. I will see you guys and talk to you guys next week. Big love from your girl Sammy. And be sure to check out my friends. I'm serious. And check out Connecting Campaign. Because I'm going to be there. I'm going to be up through there. For sure. I love you all. And check out these beautiful voices that I love so much. Mwah, 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 mwah. Go connect.
Hey guys, this is Jazz. My favorite moment at camp was honestly, meeting everyone, I just think it was a very insightful and reflective experience. And being around so many people that inspire you is kind of amazing. And the people that I met at camp really have inspired me to take more time to get to know myself better and also work on myself, or just doing some inner work that I've kind of been avoiding, honestly. So yeah, that's what I would say my one of my favorite, you know, things about camp is just like the people, honestly, and just the overall opportunity to do something like that is just incredible. And I'm so grateful and so thankful for the experience, and to see everyone who put it together was also very inspiring, and just everyone coming together and having a great time and just really putting their all into the experience. It was just super motivating and inspiring. So yeah, thank you so much. And thank you, Sammy, for this opportunity to share my thoughts. And yeah, thank you guys. Thanks.
Hey, Brick here. I just wanted to share my favorite moments from Connected Camping this past weekend. I would try to narrow it down to three. I had a lot of favorite moments, but I'll say my top three, starting with, honestly, my introduction to the camp, like coming in, signing in. One, it was super organized. And honestly, from my experiences going to different places, not that they're not organized, they're just not as organized and as welcoming. It just felt very, very cool. You know, offering strawberries, you know, for the strawberry moon, like, I thought it was really dope, and the strawberries were amazing. That's something I think that will always stick with me. Just little intentional details like that, especially as a creative, it felt really amazing to experience something as simple as that. It left a great impact on me. Two, I would say dancing in the rain was unexpectedly, like, really, really amazing. It was super random, and it almost felt like something completely out of our control, like the rain or storm, you know, kind of ruin a camping situation, but it absolutely enhanced it. I can't recall even being a kid, literally just singing and dancing in the rain. Like, we all talk about doing stuff like that in songs and stuff like that, but to actually experience it was super, super different and really amazing. Again, something that will stick with me. And then, of course, last but not least, probably my favorite moment, but the most intense and needed moment, was the breath work that we did that evening. Super, super healing and super, super informative for myself. And it was so necessary and needed. I slept like a baby that night because it just felt like a lot needed to be released. And it made me excited to learn more about myself and to dig deeper into my breath work, you know, by myself. So, yeah.
Hi, I'm Crystal, and this was my first time at camp. And my favorite moments, I'm going to give more than one. The first favorite was obviously the iconic moment of everyone soaking up the rain. But another favorite moment was during the transformational breathwork we did that was led by Casey, our queen. And I love the eye gazing exercise we did. It just really made me feel seen. And it was so healing to look into someone else's eyes and also to have someone look into your eyes and truly see you and receive you. Another thing was during the breath work when we were sitting back to back with a partner and we closed our eyes and we were just breathing and really meditating on love. And I was a pile of tears, and the physical support that I felt of being able to physically lean against someone as I was having such a deeply emotional moment, it just kept reminding my body that I was safe and I was supported, so that even as I was breaking down, as I was crying, as I was processing grief and emotions that I had not really thought about in a while, to just physically feel so loved and supported, and to be able to just hug it out and feel that even the deepest parts of you are loved, are seen, and that it's safe to process them and share them with others. That was just a beautiful experience that honestly changed my life and that I will always remember. And it's also changed the way, really expanded the way that I love others. I feel like experiencing such a depth of love at camp has made me, as I'm going about my life, want to just love others so much more deeply than I felt I even had the capacity to do before experiencing that. So, yes, I feel like I really learned how to give and receive love so much more deeply and completely than before attending camp.
Hey, 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 my name is Jeannie Rodriguez, and I am so grateful to be in this space with you all listening today. I want to first say a big shout out to my girly pop and Pisces twin, Miss Sammy, for letting me share my experience about connected camping with you all listening. I have been on a journey for the last 2 years now, being in Atlanta, on a transformation of healing and self-growth, and I'm very happy to say that connected camping has contributed to that. And so I'll first say that I want to express my love and gratitude to the founders and counselors that I met during my time there, because with so much grace and so much care, they have managed to spread their love for meaningful relationships and showed us how we can do that in this space. And so if I had to describe one word to describe my experience there, it would have to be appropriately connectedness. And I looked up the definition just to make sure, and it really does encapsulate how I feel about it. It's a feeling of belonging to or having an affinity with a particular person or group. And that is probably the best way I can explain it, because between the nature, the guided meditation, breath work, and truly so much more, I felt that each interaction I had was there, placed so intentionally in front of me. Whether the intention was for me to cry, laugh, learn, or express myself, there was that sense of belonging that I felt in every minute when I was on that camp. And it was so apparent that that space that they have created was meant for anyone who wanted to feel free and wanted to feel loved. And so while reflecting on my experience to talk about connected camping today, I kept reliving the moment that many of the campers went out in the rain and danced to a rendition of SWV's Rain. And I remember I didn't have any hesitation going out to go and participate, but there was this pull for me not to, because I was just so fascinated by the sight of all these beautiful human beings being in what I thought and saw as the full expression of joyfulness. And while there were so many impactful moments like that in just 2 days, it was the feeling of love and what I call heart hugs that washed over me in that moment. And I think that's the best way that I can explain it. And I will forever cherish that moment along with all the other connections I made. And so I will say, till the next time, connected camping. And to anyone who attended who is listening, consider this my love note to you. I appreciate you. You are all loved. And for those who are considering going, make the move, because you just won't regret it. It's an incredible experience, and I cannot wait to go back.
Ooh, wee! Put me on the spot with this one. Probably the toughest choice I would ever have to make. all month, trying to decide my favorite moment from June Strawberry Moon Camp. Oh my goodness. Okay, so if I had to choose one, I'll push you over the edge if you don't choose now type vibe. Okay, so one of the campers during our full moon talent show, aka our open mic, decided to share. You know, typically we don't think much of it. We're just, you know, so glad that people are, you know, inclined to share what they got. But this particular camper, it was their first time ever being on a stage before, ever speaking into a microphone, and ever sharing their poetry with anybody. And they decided to do it for the first time in front of, you know, 50, 60 strangers. So that meant a lot to me, just knowing that myself and our Connected Camping team was able to curate a space to where she felt safe enough and confident enough to do that. So that made me feel kind of amazing. So my favorite moment from camp, can't say hands down, but definitely top five.
Hey guys, I'm Callie, and I just want to take this time to express what I felt during this Connected Camping experience with a bunch of people that I did not even know. It felt so welcoming, from pulling up and check-in, being greeted with strawberries, getting our tent, and just allowing all the counselors to come around and help you because you had no idea what you were doing if it was your first time. From the chef who put her foot in every single meal that she made was amazing. From Casey leading everyone in breath work and meditation. And in that moment, you just realized that all the problems that you thought were big problems became so small and so tiny because everything after that did not matter. You just learned to just release all your problems into the atmosphere, and whatever that meant to you, just know that there was such an amount of relief that became over you, and the connected convos of just remaining and being still and being vulnerable and allowing to just express yourself without feeling judgment, without being looked at as crazy because your eyes were closed in this conversation. It felt so safe. It was a safe haven. Everyone was a family, from recess activities to dancing out in the rain. This is an experience that I want someone else to experience at least once in their lifetime, to really tap into yourself. It changes the way you interact with people. It changes the way you look at life. And it's just amazing. Everyone was so talented. You shared, connected, got together with someone who shared similar interests. Everyone that performed in the talent show were extremely talented. And I just want everyone to take this time to tap into earth, tap into scenery, get off your cell phones, get off of social media, and just really connect as a community and get together and live and love life.
Hey, it's Culture. I'm screaming. Hey, it's Coltrane. I'm just thinking back, and the moment that stands out most to me is definitely when we were dancing and running in the rain. That was just great. I can't remember the last time I did that and just didn't care about, you know, being in the rain. I'm trying to think of another moment. Give me a second. Just go to somebody else while I think of this. Breathwork in the new Zen tent was so cool. I mean, that was just, like, if you haven't been to breathwork before, I guess you wouldn't know the difference, but man, it's a brilliant thing. No matter where Casey does breath work, it's great. But in that Zen tent, oh, it's amazing. All right. That was Coltrane. Peace.
This is Jay speaking. It's most definitely safe to say there were so many beautiful experiences that I truly valued with everyone. And my absolute favorite moments from this season's Strawberry Moon with Connected Camping were dancing with Mr. Wild and Free, eating that bomb curry from Meraki Soul, and getting deeply connected with Eunice and Christine, grounding by the beautiful water and the sun.
Hey, so I just wanted to say, as a camp counselor, me and my group had feedback from the first camp that we didn't get to know everyone deep enough. Like, everything felt surface level, and every camp gives off a different energy. So with this one, we absolutely positively made sure as counselors there would be moments where you could get to know us deeper, that you could get to know each other deeper, that you would have more space to just share with each other. And intentions are so important, because when I tell you this is probably the most delicate, the most heartfelt camp that we've had. Yeah, it was. Also, of course, besides the beautiful moment where everyone was running around in the rain, a couple of us counselors were off on the sidelines helping someone in a pretty extreme situation. So being gone for most of the second day, it felt like I didn't get enough time spent with you guys. But being that this was the most loving, one of the most loving set of campers that we've had, it just, everything felt okay. Everything felt really close still. And I'm excited to be able to share time and hold space for each other outside of camp. So I'm just glad I got to experience that with you guys.
Hi, Sam. Thank you for inviting me to be a part of your podcast and share my favorite experience, my favorite moments at Connected Camping. The whole overall experience was just beautiful. I left there filled with love and with a more open heart and with making beautiful new connections that I look forward to building upon. I would first like to say that my first favorite experience was sitting in front of you all, my fellow campers and camp counselors, and for the first time ever sharing something that I created, my poem. I shy away from standing in front of people and public speaking, and I have for a long time. I always did public speaking when I was supposed to do it or had to do it for like a school project or for work. But it's to do it for something that brings me excitement and something that I love and something that's so dear, personal, to me was amazing. And when I think about it, I can't help but smile, because it's something that I've wanted to do. My inner being and my soul has been nudging me for a long time to share. I knew and I know that it has a lot to do with my personal growth. I've known for a long time that it was something that I was going to have to do and that I need to do and that I wanted to do. It's just that those old programmings of fear and fear, you know, fear of rejection, of the validation of others would hold me back and be an obstacle. And I was just tired of those chains holding me back. And being at Connected Camping was the perfect opportunity and the perfect group to share my poem with. And I also loved, I just loved seeing other people step up and for the first time share their song and sing or their rhyme and recite. And it was inspiring. I loved it. When I walked off from in front of you guys, I felt a lightness lift off of my chest and in my stomach. It was like, see, the sky didn't fall. You're safe. Everything is fine. And whether people liked it or didn't like it, it didn't even matter. It was the fact that I pulled from my inner courage and that I did something that I was so fearful and nervous about doing. My second favorite moment was when we did the breath work with Casey in that sacred space under the teepee, the big canopy. All of us gathering together and being vulnerable and being emotional and tapping in and releasing is beautiful to me. It was my favorite part too, because it was people healing people. We looked in each other's eyes. We sat back to back and felt each other. We had physical touch and we felt each other breathe. We hugged each other. We touched each other. We emotionally supported and held each other. We held space for each other. That is beautiful to me. That was my favorite part too, because for so long, I have been in sort of this island isolation mode in my life where I felt like I have to heal on my own and I do things on my own, and, you know, and to feel in community with people I have never met, it's just so awesome. I loved it. I really loved the practice of staring into another person's eyes and just being seen, because, you know, going back to sharing my poem in front of everybody, I shied away from that, of just standing in my light and standing in my true authentic self and just being seen. I will always remember our connected camping experience. I will always remember our group. It was the first time I've ever shared my creativity in public, and it has catalyzed an energy. You know, it has catalyzed something within me that wants to keep moving forward and wants to keep sharing. And that will forever be special to me.
I hope you guys enjoyed this beautiful, lovely experience that you have been listening to. I love you all so much. Be sure to follow me, your girl Sammy, everywhere on all platforms, Samara_Bia143, my beautiful business, clothing line, Waist Beat brand, Seamless by Sammy. We are doing a rebrand right now and a name change, but amazing things are happening. And please be sure to follow Breaking Barriers Podcast or Breaking Barriers Pod. I'll have everything in the show notes. I thank you all so much for listening to this beautiful episode. Please be sure to check out Connected Camping and all of my beautiful friends and businesses that I have mentioned in this episode. I love you all so dearly, and your beautiful voices inspire me, and I'm so happy to have your presence, your spirit, your love, your joy, just you in my life. I love it. Thank you for being a part of this passion project of mine that will go so many places and evolve into so many different avenues. So thank you so much for joining this journey with me. I love you all so much. So let's get into this Breaking Barriers quote of the podcast. Since the podcast is all about love and connection and connecting with people, I found this quote on Pinterest that says, "I believe that your soul and my soul are very old friends." I really feel like that's kind of what brought the camp together. I feel like I was meeting a lot of old friends, but I had no idea who they were. I was meeting them for the first time. And I feel like that's kind of how the camp is made for. Yeah. There's also another one: deep conversations and natural connections. That is definitely what it was. Deep conversations, losing some senses, like having deep conversations with your eyes closed hits different, and natural connections hits different. And I have another one. It's the connection we can't explain. Genuinely, when I left Connected Camping, I was driving home after I had done all my errands. I was happy crying. I was crying happy tears because I was so overjoyed and so fulfilled and light. I had never felt that way before. And I don't cry a lot, which I probably should, and I want to cry, but those connections really made me feel something. It's something that I can't explain, but if you know, you know. I love you all so much, and I just want to say that I appreciate everybody for listening to this beautiful podcast of mine, listening to my voice, which is crazy, and just having the connection of souls that, like, don't meet on accident. Like, I have on my vision board, souls don't meet on accident, which is insane, because I just know that from here on out, as I continue to go to more camping trips and as I meet new people, I was meant to meet them on, like, for a reason. We weren't meant to meet on accident. Like, we were meant to meet on purpose. So yeah, I really enjoy this podcast, and I enjoy feeling uncomfortable doing this podcast, and I enjoy the new opportunities that I gain, the energy that I gain, the new perspectives that I gain, and I just love the fact that I was supposed to be ending this podcast, but I haven't, and it's been 4 minutes already. But please be sure to spread love all around. Do good things for your mind, your body, your soul. Speak good things into your life, and be beautiful, because you have a beautiful mind, you have a beautiful spirit, you have a beautiful soul. Do things that make you happy. Be around people that make you smile, that is contagious, that is so unbearable that you just can't let go. I love you all so much. Go break those barriers, baby. I'll see you next week. Mwah.